Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're venturing into, well, a really unique place where world-class golf meets untamed wilderness. Leopard Creek Country Club.
Mm-hmm. A special spot.
Yeah, we've got this fascinating piece from the Golf Day Buddy app, and it sort of gives us an all-access pass to this, well, extraordinary destination. Our mission here isn't just to learn about, you know, another golf course. It's really to understand how Leopard Creek managed this incredible fusion, a high-stakes sport, right alongside the raw beauty of the Kruger National Park region. So I guess right off the bat, the question is, what's the real magic? What happens when that precision of golf meets the unpredictable power of nature?
Well, what's immediately striking is the ambition behind it, right? Back in the late 90s, this wasn't just about building, you know, another luxury golf resort. The founders, this group really passionate about golf, they envisioned something, well, truly unique. A world-class course that could exist in genuine harmony with that incredible South African landscape, right there bordering Kruger.
Harmony, okay.
Yeah, their core mission was all about that delicate balance, designing a challenging, prestigious golfing experience, but being deeply respectful of the natural environment integrated within it. And that vision, it became reality in 1996 with the inauguration, and it really quickly established itself as something special in the golf world.
Okay, so it wasn't just about putting a course near the wild, it was about weaving it into it somehow.
Exactly.
And it sounds like that vision caught on fast. You mentioned hosting major tournaments like the European Tour's Alfred Dunhill Championship. Why was that such a big deal?
Oh, that was absolutely pivotal. Landing a tournament of that, well, that stature, it immediately put Leopard Creek on the global map.
Right.
It signaled to everyone, the whole international golf community, that this was a serious venue, capable of handling top-tier talent. And beyond just the club, it significantly boosted South Africa's reputation as a golfing destination overall. Drew a lot of attention, investment, and it wasn't a one-off thing either. They've shown this continued commitment to upgrading the course, the facilities, always striving for excellence, which is why, you know, they keep getting accolades from golf experts everywhere.
Now, how do you even start designing a course in an environment that sensitive? That sounds incredibly challenging. That's where Gary Player's design philosophy comes in, right? The article mentions his aim to harmonize the course with the landscape. Can you sort of paint a picture of what that actually looks like on the ground?
Yeah, Player's approach there, it goes way beyond just making it look pretty, you know?
Yeah.
His genius, I think, lies in using the existing terrain as the foundation. So those rolling fairways, the undulations you see, they aren't artificial. They often mirror the natural contours of the land itself.
Okay.
Which creates this really immersive experience for the golfer. The course feels like it just belongs there, an organic part of the surroundings.
So working with nature, not fighting against it.
Exactly, working with it. And while respecting that fundamental connection, they've also cleverly incorporated modern stuff, you know, advancements in drainage, playability, making sure it's a top-level golf experience, but without compromising those crucial wildlife habitats.
It's fascinating that this incredible setting and design seems to attract some equally impressive names. The article mentions golfing legends like Ernie Els, Gary Player himself being members. What kind of impact does that have, having that star power within the membership?
Well, it does more than just add a bit of glamour, though it certainly does that too. It really elevates the entire prestige of the club. It becomes a place where, you know, amateur golfers might actually get a chance to interact with their idols.
Wow.
Which is hugely inspiring, right? Creates a unique kind of buzz. But maybe more importantly, it fosters this vibrant community feel, all built on a shared love for the game at its absolute highest level.
You can imagine the stories.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Imagine the clubhouse chatter after a spontaneous round with a legend. It just adds this intangible excitement, this camaraderie that really sets it apart.
It really does paint a picture of a special atmosphere. But let's circle back to that core principle we started with, environmental preservation. The article really highlights a deep commitment there. What specific actions are they actually taking? Is it just talk?
No, it's definitely not just lip service. Leopard Creek has really embedded environmental stewardship deep into its core operations. They've initiated some significant habitat restoration projects, you know, aimed at supporting the native plants and animals. They actively partner up with environmental organizations, drawing on their expertise to make sure their conservation work is effective.
Makes sense.
And crucially, they've put in place sustainable water management practices. things like highly efficient irrigation systems to minimize their impact on local water resources. That's huge in that area. These are, you know, concrete actions. They demonstrate a genuine commitment to the ecological health of the region. And honestly, that enhances the whole experience for everyone involved.
And that enhanced experience, naturally, includes the Gulf itself. The strategic design, again, Gary Player's vision, it's described as a golfer's dream. It's not just about the amazing views, it's about the challenge, too.
Oh, absolutely. Player designed Leopard Creek to be a proper test, a test of golfing skill, strategy. While those, breathtaking panoramas of Kruger are undeniably part of the magic, the course itself, it demands careful thought, precise execution on, pretty much every shot.
So it keeps you focused.
Definitely. The combination of those rolling hills, the bunkers placed just so, the subtly undulating greens, it requires golfers to really think their way around. It kind of transforms a round of golf into this engaging, rewarding adventure through a landscape that's, frankly, unique.
And that brings us neatly to the signature holes. The 13th, the Island Green, sounds particularly captivating, especially as the article notes, with the possibility of spotting wildlife while you're trying to hit that green. Tell us more about that one.
Ah, the 13th. Yes, it's certainly a highlight. I mean, any island green inherently requires accuracy, nerve, to carry the water.
Right, high pressure.
But what makes this hole truly special is its dramatic setting and that very real possibility of encountering wildlife nearby. The article mentions elephants, lots of different bird species being seen right there.
Wow.
It's that incredible convergence, isn't it? A really challenging golf shot in this visually stunning natural amphitheater with the added thrill of maybe seeing, an elephant that makes it so memorable.
And it's clearly not just a playground for members. Yeah. Leopard Creek has become a really significant venue for professional tournaments, too.
Yeah.
What kind of impact do events like the Alfred Dunhill Championship have beyond just the club itself?
Hosting tournaments of that caliber, it elevates Leopard Creek's status onto the world stage, doesn't it?
Yeah.
As a truly world-class golfing destination, it draws the best players in the world, which generates immense excitement, prestige. But the impact definitely extends beyond the golfing world. It brings significant tourism, economic benefits to the local community, raises the profile of the entire region, and the atmosphere during those events, apparently it's electric. Really engages spectators and members alike. And importantly, it provides a platform for aspiring South African golfers, to see top-level competition up close, gain valuable experience.
Let's maybe delve a bit more into the natural side again.
Yeah.
The article touches on the diverse flora and fauna you might encounter. What kind of natural beauty can golfers actually expect to be surrounded by?
The location, it just allows for this remarkable tapestry of biodiversity. It's incredible. The indigenous plant life, it contributes hugely to the visual appeal, creating this lush, vibrant environment. But it also serves a vital ecological purpose, right? Providing habitats for a whole array of local wildlife.
Right. It's functional, too.
Exactly. Golfers can expect to be just immersed in the sights and sounds of nature. It creates this real sense of tranquility, connection to the environment, and the chance to observe unique species, various antelope, exotic birds that further enhances the whole ambiance. It's a constant reminder of how special the place is.
And it's clear that commitment to conservation isn't passive. The article details specific efforts. What are some of the key initiatives they've actually put in place?
Yeah, their commitment really goes beyond just, coexisting. They are actively working to preserve and enhance the local ecosystem. This includes implementing quite detailed habitat management programs, focusing on the long-term health, the sustainability of the plant and animal life there.
So, ongoing work.
Definitely ongoing. They conduct regular ecological monitoring, and they collaborate closely with environmental experts, making sure their practices are based on the best available science, aligned with conservation goals. Ultimately, Leopard Creek seems to see itself as a custodian, really, of this natural heritage, promoting sustainable practices among members and visitors alike.
And those stories, those anecdotes of wildlife encounters, they're not just like marketing spin, are they? People genuinely have these experiences, golfing alongside giraffes or zebras.
Oh, absolutely genuine. Yeah. That opportunity for those kinds of encounters is a very real and I think deeply cherished aspect of playing at Leopard Creek.
I can only imagine.
Exactly. Imagine the unique thrill lining up a putt and there's a giraffe observing nearby, or watching zebras grazing on a distant fairway. These aren't staged events, They're natural, spontaneous things that happen. They create these unforgettable moments, this profound connection to the surroundings.
Yeah.
And members frequently share these stories. You hear them all the time. It fosters this unique kind of bond, this camaraderie. And the club's ongoing conservation work is essential to making sure these, well, magical encounters continue to be a defining feature.
So, okay, for someone listening, maybe dreaming of experiencing this firsthand.
Yeah.
What do the membership options look like at Leopard Creek? And what kind of luxurious amenities can members expect?
Well, Leopard Creek offers a range of membership categories. They seem designed to accommodate different levels of engagement, you know, from full memberships for the really regular players to perhaps more flexible options.
Okay.
And beyond the exceptional golf, the club really works to foster a strong sense of community through various social activities, events. The clubhouse itself is, well, as luxurious as you'd expect, offering fine dining experiences, a really well-appointed pro shop, comfortable spaces to relax, and crucially, it's all designed to maximize those stunning natural views.
It sounds like being a member is about much more than just having access to a great golf course. The article mentions exclusive events specifically for members. What kind of experiences are we talking about?
Yeah, these exclusive events are a key part of the whole member experience. They're designed to foster connections, create those lasting memories we talked about. Think, special themed dinners, perhaps showcasing the region's amazing culinary delights. Unique golfing days where members might get the chance to play with, say, a renowned visiting golf professional, things like that, and other carefully curated experiences. It sounds like they have a thoughtfully planned calendar, ensuring there's a vibrant social life, plenty of opportunities for members to connect over shared interests.
And touching on those culinary delights,
yeah,
what about the food? And the overall hospitality, what makes that stand out at Leopard Creek?
The dining experience there is apparently truly exceptional, with a really strong emphasis on high-quality, locally sourced ingredients and showcasing the vibrant flavors of South African cuisine.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. The menus are expertly crafted by talented chefs who are clearly passionate about the region's culinary heritage. You can expect signature dishes that really reflect the local palate, things like grilled kudu steak or traditional bubodi, maybe.
Sounds delicious.
Doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
And the dining ambiance itself, often with those breathtaking views of the course and the wildlife wandering past, it just elevates the whole gastronomic experience.
Okay. And for those looking to maybe sharpen their game, what kind of golf instruction and pro shop services are available?
Leopard Creek offers pretty comprehensive golf instruction. It's tailored to players of all skill levels, you know, from absolute beginners right through to seasoned golfers. The focus seems to be on providing personalized coaching, improving technique, strategy, and just the overall enjoyment of the game.
Right.
The pro shop, as you'd imagine, is exceptionally well stocked. All the latest high-end equipment, apparel, accessories. The staff are very knowledgeable, providing expert advice, and they also offer custom club fitting services.
That's important.
Very. Using advanced technology to analyze your swing, posture, really optimize your equipment performance. Plus, they host regular golf clinics focusing on different aspects of the game and offer professional club repair services too, basically ensuring members have everything they need to play their best.
Finally, it really sounds like Leopard Creek cultivates a strong sense of community. How do they encourage those social connections, that engagement among the members?
Yeah, they seem to actively foster a vibrant community spirit, partly through the social events we've discussed, festive gatherings, themed dinners. These also provide really valuable networking opportunities for members who often come from diverse backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond just the social side, there seems to be a strong emphasis on giving back to the wider community as well. The club actively encourages members to participate in local charitable initiatives, volunteer work.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, this focus on community involvement, it creates a deeper sense of connection, I think, a shared purpose among the membership that goes beyond just golf.
So as we sort of wrap up our deep dive here, what are the absolute key insights? What should we really take away from this exploration of Leopard Creek Country Club?
I think the core takeaways really center on that remarkable fusion, world-class golf nestled within that stunning, untamed landscape of the Kruger region. It's clearly a premier golfing destination, thoughtfully designed by Gary Player to exist in harmony with its natural surroundings. That's key.
Right, the harmony.
And that genuine possibility of encountering iconic African wildlife while you play,
yeah,
that adds this, well, unparalleled element of wonder. You just don't get that anywhere else. They offer a range of membership options, exceptional culinary experiences rooted in local flavors, top-tier golf instruction and facilities. And Maybe most importantly, this deep, demonstrable commitment to environmental conservation and building a really strong, engaged community. The real aha moments, I think, come when you realize this isn't just a golf course. It's an experience where the thrill of the sport is just intrinsically linked to the magic of the natural world around it.
Absolutely fascinating. It really paints such a vivid picture of a truly unique, prestigious destination. For you, the listener, we hope this deep dive has given you a comprehensive look into what makes Leopard Creek so exceptional. Perhaps it's even sparked an interest in exploring that intersection of, you know, luxury sport and environmental conservation. So maybe as a final point to ponder, in a world where, let's face it, human activities often encroach upon natural spaces, how can exclusive destinations like Leopard Creek serve as examples? And perhaps, do they even carry a kind of responsibility for integrating human enjoyment with the vital preservation of our natural heritage? Something to think about.